You cannot escape what's in store for you in your life. You have to bear your cross, no matter what. I am a diehard Pancham fan. I'm reading this book on R.D. Burman, titled The Man, The Music, by two of his greatest fans, and they've done a great service to humankind in putting that book together. They are Aniruddha Bhattacharjee and Balaji Vittal. Pancham Da is my absolute all-time favorite. It breaks my heart to think that he passed away so suddenly 22 years ago with so much music still left in him. During the last 10 years of his life, the man who ruled Hindi film music in the late 60s, all through the 70s and in the early 1980s, struggled to get work. Bappi Lahiri's disco music had taken over and nobody wanted to touch Pancham, not even Nasir Hussain, who had consistently used RD for all his films that included Teesri Manzil, which was released in 1966. Nasir Hussain let his son Mansoor Khan have his way and signed up Lakshmikant Pyarelal for his home production Kayamat Se Kayamat Tak in 1988. That film famously launched Aamir Khan's and Juhi Chawla's careers. Interestingly, Pancham Da got no national award in his entire career and won only 3 Filmfare awards out of 18 nominations. He got it for Sanam Teri Kasam, Masoom, and posthumously for 1942 A Love Story. Observers and chroniclers of Hindi cinema say that R.D. died a beaten and heartbroken man because he felt the industry did not treat him well. He had given the industry a lot, but the industry in the end did not treat him well and abandoned him and moved on with the times. Now, anyone who has heard Mera Kuch Saman from Izazat or Dhanno Ki Aankho Mein from Kitab will agree with me that R.D. is sheer genius. In fact, longtime collaborator, lyricist and director Gulzar refers to Pancham's life as an era that began and ended with him. To be sure, R.D., Gulzar and Kishore Kumar together produced Magic, and the collection of the songs they created together would rate as the finest and the most brilliant ever in Indian cinema. So then, think about it. Why then should a genius have had to go hunting for work? Why then should he be spurned by the same filmmakers who once queued up at his door? Why should such a celebrated artist die a heartbroken man? Well, while there is no straight logical answer to these questions, the only one I can muster is that such is life. Indeed, such is life. What goes up will come down, and what goes down will come up again. So R.D.'s life teaches us yet again to appreciate the impermanence of everything. Name, fame, wealth, success, glory, and even failure. Because though he died wanting to be celebrated again, posthumously, R.D. is now worshipped. Such is life. What I have learned is that we must keep going with the flow. Be humble and be happy for all that you have. When you get what you want in life, be grateful. When you don't get what you want in life, or when you get what you didn't want in life, be accepting. Don't fight life. Don't become bitter. You are born untouched by worldliness. Remember this. You are born untouched by worldliness. Live untouched and go away untouched. Success and failure are mere imposters. They are both worldly labels. Don't let them get to you. Well, they certainly seem to have gotten to R.D. in his last years. So I will quote my favorite R.D. number. Again, it's a number written by Gulzar and sung memorably by Kishore Kumar. We must learn to be like that Musafir, the wanderer, voyager from Pariche, the movie from 1972. And the song is, Musafir hoon yaro, na ghar hai na thikana, mujhe chalte jana hai, bas chalte jana.